Actually, these associations, charitable association, and their president and vice president invite me here and to give me an opportunity to say some few words regarding the Dharma. And this is not only first time they have been giving this opportunity. They have been doing this kind of very wholesome activities from many years back. So here today, this is not my first time. So I'm very happy to have this opportunity again to get the empowerment and all the others Dharma activities. Normally, there are many variety of associations, and this is one of them. And this, as we know, this association is set up with for the sake of all sentient beings, or for the benefit of all sentient beings. So there are many what you call the virtuous activity if we look very carefully. By inviting the other lamas into this center, they are not the associations. They are not just inviting the lama or teacher like according to their own wish. They are inviting the lamas out of their non-sectarians idea or view. So this is very, something very special and very beneficial. because to have an idea of the non-sectarians, it is very specific sort of method, because even though we have many Buddhists in this world, and Tibetan Buddhism, and there are many other Buddhists, Theravadan Buddhists, and so after all, even though we have variety kind of Buddhists, we all are the follower of Lord Buddha. So in that level, we all are practicing his advice. We are under the guidance of his sort of like teachings. For example, in the case if somebody asks me what is your sect, I would say I am a Tikkun Kaju, but it's very difficult to say that I am a follower of non-sectarians. Rinpoche said, if there is any sort of great master within the other sect, Sakya, Nyingma, and Gelu, who are really practicing the non-sectarian way. So for those masters, I always go to meet them and I always try to receive a lot of teaching and respect them too. In order to have a wonderful view of non-sectarians, first one should establish their own sect. And we should stick on that lineage first and know everything, every ritual practice and sadhana and everything. Then we try to follow or receive other sects, other teaching of other sects. But we shouldn't neglect or we shouldn't blame or condemning other masters. So if we can do this kind of thing, then we are in non-sectarians. As this association invite me here and to say some few words on the teaching, so and I am very happy to have such opportunity by giving from these associations, and I think that the president of the associations, these associations, and people who are related to these associations, they all gave me this opportunity, and the people, who all the devotees who come here to listen my few words. So I think it all, after all went very well. And you all came here to see me, and with out of very pure devotions. So from my side, I also thought that if I can share my experience towards you, and that will benefit you.
And
I would like to thanks to this association, starting from president, who provide me all the facilities during the teachings. And at the end, I would like to say Tashi Delek, or good luck to everyone, and I will always pray that you will be not sick and have a peaceful state of mind, and receive all the prosperity and temporary happiness and the ultimate happiness.